Inborn, written by Thomas Enger and read by David Shaw Parker.
Prologue. The Night of. Before he made the mistake of opening the door, Johannes Eklund was thinking about the show. He thought about the cheers and the admiring looks the girls had given him, the beers he was going to drink once he caught up with everyone at the opening night party, the sex, God willing, he was going to get. In those minutes that passed before he stepped through the doorway and stared in disbelief at what he saw in front of him, Johannes's mind had been filled with dreams. High on the praise that the night's performance had received, his eyes had been firmly fixed on the future, on private jets and sold-out concerts, on a way of life he had yearned for every single day since his father introduced him to Stone Temple Pilots and the glamour of rock and roll some 4 years ago. Right before his throat made that anxious little noise, Johannes wasn't giving the slightest thought to the fact that he had school tomorrow, nor that he was due to hand in an essay on social economics later this week. School was no longer going to be important to him. Tonight's show had only made that even more evident. But then his presence was noticed, and he stood there watching for a few seconds, trying to comprehend what was going on in front of him. Then the stench of urine, sweat, and metal rose to his nostrils and made him forget all about the distant future and the very recent past. He couldn't even process what he was seeing. All he could think was that he wasn't supposed to be there, that he had to get out. Now. His shoes, still wet from the rain, slipped on the floor as Johannes started to run, but he managed to stay on his feet and pick up some speed. The sound of boots hard against the floor behind him made him force his legs to move even faster. Heart racing and lungs screaming, he reached the end of the corridor. As he was about to open the door that led to the staircase, he turned and caught a glimpse of the person speeding towards him, eyes so dark it made Johannes tremble and whimper. He grabbed at the door and ran through. He was about to descend the staircase when he felt a powerful hand on his shoulder. He turned and raised his hands as if to protect himself, whispering a plea that died on his lips as intense pain jolted through his jaw, paralyzing the rest of the muscles in his face. His feet lost touch with the ground, and as the back of his skull made contact with the top of the staircase, it felt and sounded as if something in his head had smashed into 1,000 pieces. He didn't pass out, but part of him wished that he had. He tried to get up, but something connected with his upper body and pushed him forcefully further down the stairs. Unable to break his fall, he landed on his back and shoulder. Then he toppled down the stairs and came to rest at the bottom. He couldn't move. Couldn't think, at least not at first. He wanted to scream for help, and he managed to cover his face with his arm, but it was pulled sharply aside. He squinted up at the person above him. Only then did Johannes fully understand how much trouble he was in. His thoughts turned towards his family and his friends, to the songs he had not yet written, songs that would never be loved, and the tears began to roll down his cheeks as he felt blow after blow raining down on his face, feeling the numbness travel from his head to the rest of his body. Johannes's mind drifted away from what was happening to him. He thought about all the fun he had planned, the dreams that would never come true. And as the white lights above him started to fade, he thought of the taste of a girl's lips, the feel of her body. And when Johannes Eklund could no longer feel a single thing, he could not help but wonder what on earth he'd walked in on, and why the hell he had to die.